we are seeing about half the numbers that we would see in a typical year. We've seen about half the numbers over the last year since the COVID lockdown began.
Patrick Buckaloo is the program director at Huckleberry House in San Francisco, which offers crisis services and emergency shelter for high-need youth ages 11 to 17.
A lot of my colleagues from across the country are reporting the same thing, that they're seeing fewer young people.
He says it's not that things have gotten better out there. It's that schools closed.
When you're in person and you're a school wellness coordinator, for example, you can grab, you know, a kid in the hallway and bring them into your office and talk to them about what's going on when you hear, you know, through the grapevine that maybe they might need some help.
The kids who need services the most are often the ones who have the hardest time keeping up with online instruction.
We couldn't be outside or nothing out of our rooms because of the COVID. So my kids got really like low on their grades and had really a lot of absences because of it.
Eileen Gutierrez is living with her six kids at the Salvation Army shelter in Oakland. They've shared one room at the shelter for most of the pandemic.
I got to the point where the teachers were already fine with it. Like, don't even worry about coming, like getting going to school because our situation.
Again, six kids, one room. They've been sheltered, but cut off from other supports. Eileen's daughter, for instance, struggles with depression.
The high school girl, she had a really good relationship with her counselor, so they were a really good help for me because she would go and talk to the counselor about it. The counselor will like give her options, and so she would be more motivated on her schoolwork.
One of the things that we've thought about is the impact of school closure on resources and access to information.
Dr. Aisha Mays is the medical director at the Dream Youth Clinics, a drop-in teen wellness center in Oakland that works with trafficked and homeless youth.
We know that a lot of our young people who are unsheltered often hear about the shelter from a teacher or from a counselor or from a friend at school or through an after-school program or a sports team at school. And so we start to really think about the resources and the information that young people are also not receiving when they are not going to school in person and how that differs with the virtual environment.
Some service providers have been trying workarounds, ramping up social media, doing more street outreach. A lot of kids still get left behind. Again, Eileen Gutierrez, who's managed to stay sheltered but still feels like her kids are falling behind.
I think it's a really worry for them because they don't want to have bad grades, but they also can't do nothing about it. So I see the frustration in my kids right now.
Service providers expect to see an uptick in referrals to youth shelters as schools reopen. Here's Patrick.
Especially young people that are in households where there is violence, for example, the violence will, without any sort of intervention, sort of increase, become more intense, and problems generally will become more intractable. And so if we do start seeing these young people in a year, right, then the issues will be deeper and just by virtue of them having not really dealt with them.
For KPFA, I'm Danielle Kay.